From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Miami Heat trail the San Antonio Spurs 1-2 in the NBA Finals. The teams play tonight at American Airlines Arena. Over the last 4 years of NBA Finals featuring the Heat, many people have focused on the economic impact of bringing thousands of people and the world's attention to downtown Miami. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kenny Malone wondered about how everyone got there, about one way in particular.
The next stop is 11th Street Station.
It's about 30 minutes to tip-off of Game 3. Amanda Torres is on the Metro Mover wearing a Chris Anderson jersey. She almost falls over as the train moves because she's trying not to hold on to anything.
Like, I kind of want to go to the bathroom and wash my hands right now.
Torres is from South Miami. She doesn't have tickets, but wanted to watch the game at Bayside and figured it might take an hour to park downtown. So she parked a ways away, and now she's Metro moving. It's about the fifth time she's done so.
Only if it's like a big event and there's no parking, so I have to take this thing.
Metro Mover ridership increases by 1.2% on Heat game days, according to Miami-Dade Transit spokesperson Carla Damian.
And for the finals, we have seen a slightly higher increase in ridership.
Not much, just 1.4%. But there is a definite Heat Metro Mover connection, one that proved record-setting last year.
Not per se a Heat game, but we had the Heat Parade. We had over 61,000 people that used it that one particular day. So that's double what we usually see on our average daily ridership.
The finals games being played in Miami all tip off at 9 p.m. this year. Prospective Metro movers should know that trains stop running 3.5 hours later at 12:30. Damian says because of budgetary reasons, the trains can't run any later. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary